And do you want this block data?
Ready to copy.
Okay, it's LEM liftoff, LEM timeline booked. T28. 128 plus 21 plus 08. T29. 130 plus 19 plus 49. T30. 132 plus 18 plus 22. 131. 134 plus 16 plus 54. T32. 136 plus 15 plus 27. T33. 138 plus 15 plus 20. And that's it.
Okay, give me 31 again, Tony.
Okay, T31. 134 plus 16 plus 54.
Okay. Starting with T29. 130 plus 19 plus 49. 132 plus 18 plus 22. 134 plus 16 plus 54. 136 plus 15 plus 27. 138 plus 15 plus 20. 233.
Okay, read back good. And we have some changes to your surface checklist. 3-5.
Roger. What page did you say again?
3-5.
Roger.
Okay. Alright, we're going back to a nominal post EVA-1, pre EVA-2. So on the EVA debriefing with Houston, that's at 128.20. And cancel the cross-outs that we've put in there. The E period's at 128 plus 3-5. And go ahead and do the part at the bottom of the page that you've redlined out, the 112 plus 10, do that part.
Okay.
Okay, at the top of the second column there, the plus 02 and H2O recharge is 129 plus 20. Go ahead and do that. And the rest of the page, go ahead and do.
Okay.
Okay, on the next page, 3-6, the pre-sleep is at 129 plus 50.
Okay.
And the rest period begins at 130 plus 15. That's the bottom line, second column.
Okay, 130, 15. Do you want us to do the... bring up the computer, over?
Negative.
Okay, we'll still skip that.
Roger. And it'll be an 8-hour sleep period. And I don't have the morning's checklist yet. I'm trying to get that for you tonight, so we won't have any updates in the morning. We'll get your cue card too tonight.
That'd be kind of you, Tony.
Okay, now I just have some questions.
That ought to be pretty nominal, Tony.
Yeah, we're looking right now at a completely nominal...
Hey, let me ask the...
Completely nominal EVA-2, and the day will probably be 2 hours longer, so you have this kind of a relaxed day. We'll have some time to sit around and talk in the evening. And we're still looking beyond there, but things look pretty good. And your biomed looks great down here. Just keep up the orange juice. Push on it a little bit there and everything will be fine.
Push on the orange juice and everything will be fine?
Yeah, push on the orange juice, Rod.
I'm going to turn into a citrus product is what I'm going to do.
Oh, well, that's good for you, John.
Inward of acid stomach, Tony?
Well, I don't know about that. Also, since tomorrow's pretty relaxed, I would encourage you to get a lot of sleep tonight. You've got plenty of time. No need to feel like you got a press in the morning.
Okay, and I think I got a pH factor going for about 3 right now.
Okay.
Okay,
they'll give you a buffer when you get down.
Okay, Tony,
because of the oranges.
Yeah. I'd like to ask a couple of questions about consumable status, how we look for EVA 3, and what kind of day EVA 3 would be. Preliminary plans, over.
Okay, we've got a whole general plan here, and I'd like to send that up to you later if that's okay.
That's fine. And I'd like to get some information on what we did today in terms of how the bliss worked and how metabolic rates were and how that sort of thing.
Okay, I understand. We'll get on the work on that. And whenever you're ready, I can start sending up these questions from, right from the back room.
We're ready, it will overbeat.
Okay, there was one here, just use a word that we had a question on. When you arm the mortar package, you described all 3 pins are pulled. I read that to mean that you pulled the horse collar there and armed the 2 switches, is that right?
That is affirmative.
Okay, now on to the geology.
He's all ready to go.
Good show. Okay, when Charlie was working around the limb there, he described a black vesicular basalt underneath the engine. Was that the only basalt you saw on all of EVA-1?
That's all I saw. There are some more blocks than that scattered, I think, around the landing area, Tony.
Yeah, Tony, Charlie's idea to make this area limb 10, to make this stop 10 is a pretty good one. There's plenty to get around here.
Okay, we understand. You said that this area, the rocks in this area, looked different from what you saw. About how far west did that difference go?
There you go. I was just at zero phase. I just hang on to the rover and try to see where the next hole is.
That's called passing the buck.
Well, let me say, Tony, that
it's not past the buck, Tony. You can't. There's no way you can look down there when you're driving and see any. You can't even see the craters. But
we understand that.
What kind of rocks are? Okay.
Well, let me give it a try, Tony. I always have an opinion. The rocks around the, beyond the Alcep, on our drive out past Spook and Buster, all had this breccia appearance to them, with the primarily a grayish matrix with a dark clast. At Buster, though, there were some rocks that were very shocked, I think. In fact, it just crumbled in my hand, the one I picked up. So at least at Buster and Spook, the rocks appear to be different in the main than they are right here. Over.
Okay, we copy that. Of the rocks you saw, do you feel like you've sampled all the representative types?
Well, out near Flag, they were all so dust covered. I don't know. I was really surprised when John broke that big boulder open and saw that whitish matrix with the clast. I frankly don't think that was a breccia, but it was a pretty friable rock anyway.
Okay, copy that. You first described the Muley rock as a crystalline and then switched to a Correction, you first described it as a breacher, then switched to crystalline. I wonder if you could have some third or fourth thoughts on that.